All right, now that, you know, we like that music, do we not?
Do.
Yes, we do.
Love it.
John Weideman is joining us right now, the voice of Chicago Blackhawks hockey on the radio right here on 720 WGN. And he is, he's excited, he's pumped. Let me explain why. He's also in a windstorm. So we're going to do our very, very best. I hope he's okay. Tomorrow night in Rosemont from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., it says here, the official Blackhawks draft watch party is going to, you can watch the team select the third overall pick in the 2019 NHL draft.
Nice.
Now, I want, you know, John, I'm going to ask you three questions, okay. And you have to say true or false.
Oh, that's okay? Dangerous.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
With the third overall pick, did the Blackhawks once choose Jonathan Toews?
True.
With the third overall pick, did they once choose Dennis Savard?
That is true.
With the third overall pick, did they once choose Eddie Olczyk?
That is also true.
All right. Woo! Now you went 3 for 3 there, John Weideman. If you want to go for the big money, I will ask you this: Are people invited to the draft party tomorrow to watch you watch them choose the draftee in the third round?
Are they there to watch me?
Are they invited to watch you watch the team make the choice?
Absolutely.
Yes, that is
absolutely.
Also correct. Yeah. It's at Joe's Live in Rosemont in that that
Joe's
complex there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's
a fun spot.
I got to tell you, guys, it's a nice place. I have been there, and it's accessible. You can get to it off of the Tri-State Tollway over in Rosemont, and that new development on the east side of the expressway there. Plenty of parking, and the first 200 people. I got my notes here. The first 200 fans to arrive are going to receive a collector's edition print that highlights the team's legendary third overall picks. It was the guys that you spoke of, Blackhawks ambassador and Hall of Famer Dennis Savard, TV color analyst and U.S. Hockey Hall of Famer Eddie Olczyk, and current Hawks captain Jonathan Toews. It's free, and it's family-friendly. At 10 o'clock, the place turns back into a regular bar, so the kiddies are going to have to make their way home. But I think by that time, it'll be time to get the kids in bed anyway. And for the Blackhawk fans who seem to always know how to have a good time, I think from that point on, the party's on.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I have noticed.
You've done some post-partying yourself with Blackhawks fans.
I have, yes. I have
on a number of occasions.
Yes, I once spent 12 straight hours at the United Center, and it's hard to believe that could be done, and I actually did it. All right, so what are you expecting to see here?
Well, a draft is really, you know, anybody's guess. I think the first two picks are kind of already in the book. But you just never know, Ro. I mean, for me to sit here and say 24 hours ahead of the event that, this guy's going to go here, this guy's going to go there, and the Blackhawks are going to take this guy, you can't do that. I mean, there are at least six guys that could go in the first six picks. But there are also some kids from, you know, across the pond over in Europe and in Russia who qualify as, you know, top, in my opinion, top five, top six picks. So it's really anybody's guess. I don't want to speculate on the part of the Blackhawks and say this is the guy that I would like them to take.
Yeah.
Because, A, I'm just the radio guy, and, B, I could be so wrong that I'm going to look like the village idiot again, and I'm pretty good at that.
Oh, really. I look like it 4 or 5 times an hour. It doesn't matter.
But either way, it's going to be a good time. I did want to mention, guys, that you can go to, I have some notes that I wanted to share with Gene Honda, by the way, is going to MC the event, and the Bud Light Ice Crew is going to be there as well. Prior to the draft, it's going to be on NBC Sports. There's going to be an airing of season 3 of On the Clock, which is a really cool TV production that the Blackhawks TV has gotten involved in. It's where they show what goes on behind the scenes with Stan Bowman and all of the scouts and all of the preparation for the upcoming draft. They really do a thorough job, and it's an entertaining and really in many ways an informative thing to kind of watch. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is fans who pre-register through the Blackhawks Eventbrite page will be entered to win a Blackhawks sweater autographed by the 2019 first-round Blackhawks draft pick.
Wow.
So that's all cool.
Big.
John, I know you said you don't want to make predictions or guess who the Blackhawks are going to go with, but most of these mock drafts and most of these, quote, expert analysis have them going either Bowen Byram, he's a defenseman, or Alex Turcotte, who's a centerman, who grew up idolizing Jonathan Toews and has drawn some comparison to the captain. So it seems like those two might fit in with the Hawks. But do you expect them to go for a need or best player available here?
I think that the first two picks in large part will dictate what they do. I think that the hockey ops staff of the Chicago Blackhawks, and I could name names, but that just takes up airtime. You guys all know by now who they are. They do a thorough job of researching the possible scenarios when the draft presents itself. They probably look at, I would think they would look at organizational needs, what players that are in their organization right now that might be aging a little bit. And, you know, when you draft somebody in 2019, unless they're a knockdown drag out kind of a draft pick that can step into the NHL right away, you're probably looking at a 2 to 3 year window before they make it to the National Hockey League. So if that's their strategy, like, well, okay, we're going to draft a guy that's going to be here playing for us in 3 seasons, then, you know, maybe that changes the position. Maybe it changes who on the board they're going to be looking for. And you also have to entertain the notion, guys, this is what makes the draft so much fun. What happens leading up to the draft? It's happening right now. The general manager's cell phones are just blowing up. I would think the GMs around the NHL have 3 or 4 or 5 cell phones because of all the calls that they're giving and they're taking. It's about trades. It's about the acquisition of draft picks. It's about all kinds of deals that may or may not be made right up until the 11th hour. And so I guess, guys, the most questionable thing right now, or the thing that is the number one question for me is Commissioner Gary Bettman going to be booed when he takes the podium?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. With his martini in his hand? Absolutely. No question about it.
They're going to go all Roger Goodell on him?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's very, you know, you want to hate. You got to hate the commissioner. It's just part of the world. You know, that's oh, he's the man. That's the man. Up there.
It's a ritual in sports.
Yeah, that's what
Gary, one thing Gary does is he acknowledges the fan passion, and that's a good thing. I think he doesn't take himself too seriously, and, you know, he understands it goes with the job.
I know. All right, John, thank you very much. Have fun out there tomorrow night. Appreciate
thanks, John.
It, sir.
All right, guys, thanks for having me on. All the best.
John Weideman, the voice of the Chicago Blackhawks right here.
Isn't there a Chicagoan who could be drafted by the Hawks?
Yeah, Alex Turcotte.
That's the one you're talking about. Okay. That'd be kind of cool.
I think he just made a very important point, did he not? Which is that they need a defenseman now. So they need a guy who's going to be able to come up. But remember, Kane and Toews came up when they were 19 years old.
Yeah, and it seems like more and more, I mean, look at Alex DeBrincat was, what, 19, 20 when they brought him up? It seems like more and more in the NHL, they're more willing to bring up younger players than they had in the past. I mean, in the past few seasons, you've seen more 19 and 20-year-olds brought up than probably ever before. I don't know if that's a testament to development in amateur hockey or what, or NHL teams getting desperate for talent or realizing that, hey, maybe we don't have to sit them in lower levels before we bring them up. But I think more and more you get an immediate impact from guys that you draft when they're 18, 19 and bring them up quicker than before. So could get an immediate impact.
I like how you slipped into a Canadian accent when you said that. Well, before.
You know, organization.
Yeah.
Hockey talk, eh? Sorry.
All right.
I could go for a Molson's right now.
Yeah, I'm going to say is that I'm not going to be able to pronounce the name on Monday of the at least 3 of the draft picks.
Well,
have you gotten the
top 2 picks, as John mentioned, are pretty much solid. Who's going to go? Jack Hughes. That's an easy one for
Jack
us.
Hughes.
He's the American.
Okay.
We got that one.
You can guess he's the American. The other one is a Finn. Finish.
We got to do this again. Hey, get the Finn the Finn 4X.
Forvo.com.
This one you got to be careful with. Capo Caco.
Is that the first and last name?
First name is Capo Caco.
Yes, I was actually going to sell a product in the 70s called that.
You might need that.
Then I realized that they already have that.
It's K-A-A-P-O. That's the first name.
All right, K-A-A-P-O.
And then the last name is K-A-K-K-O.
K-A-K-K-O.
Caco, eh?
Oh, God.
Cackle.
Who's got the first two picks?
It'll be Devils first, then Rangers. Many anticipate Jack Hughes going to New Jersey. And then cuckoo to the Rangers. And then it's kind of wide open after that. We'll see what the Hawks decide.
Wait, we need the spelling one more time here. There's trouble with this website. We got nothing but trouble. You know, there's a website that will give you the Finnish pronunciation of any word because the Finns have a very funny way of saying things.
They do.
And we use it for Oli Mata, right?
Oli Mata.
Oli Mata.
Mata.
Yeah. What your voice.
All right, here we go. Spell it again.
Oh, please. Spelling. K-A-A-P-O. That's the first name. Mm-hmm. Last name. Kakko. K-A-K-K-O.
It's Kappakakko.
Kappakakko. I like that.
And
great
I believe
name.
Kappakakko runs in the Dunkin' Donuts race, doesn't he? Isn't that what that is? I don't know.
Normally in the inside lane.
Yeah. Kappa. Oh, God. What?
Kappa. Is that the first or last name?
I don't know.
That sounded like Kappa.
Kappa.
Okay, that's Kappa. All right. That's the first name, right? Oh, I don't like the way this is going.
Even the machine is afraid to say
they can't pronounce the last one.
Okay.
Well, apparently not a Finnish name.
Kappo Kakko.
Maybe it's Jewish. I don't know. We'll find out. I have to explain that in the NHL.
I'll have to do the DNA check on him.
Yeah.
See where he's really from.
Kappo Kakko.
Kappo Kakko.
Maybe change his name at some point. Right. We simplified it. All right. Well, we wish everybody the best.
Good luck to Kakko.
Yeah. And who do they think we're going to get?
I think they're going to go with Alex Turcotte.
He's the one we were talking about.
Yeah, okay. The one is a center. All right. 18-year-old
suburban
center.
Chicago guy.
Suburban Chicago guy.
And his dad was in the NHL.
His dad was in the NHL.
See? And we can pronounce his name.
Wait, is this call and response? What is this?
I don't know.
She says it, then you repeat it. That's not a radio show.
Just, I'm not always sure about these things, so Kevin
all
was.
Right. Here we go. We're good to go. All I know is people can go out and watch John Weideman watch them make the pick, and that I think that's going to be very exciting at Joe's
out in Rosemont.
Right? Say hello when you're there for us, because actually when you say hello in Rosemont, it's just how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
How you's doing?
Kim, what's going on in the news?